Okay. Any question?
No.
What are we talking about? We are book six, okay. Final words of Rumi. About what? About what you don't like. You don't want even to think about. It's poverty and non-existence. Do you remember the general rule for the living creatures? They need to have food, eat something to remain alive and reproduce. That's it. That's it for million, billion years of life. History is just that. Why are we studying that? Because that is our problem. What is the problem of the human being? We talked about it. Remember book five? We talked about the existence of everything has two parts, opposite each other, they're working with each other. You eat to remain alive. What do we eat? Lively creatures. Even the vegetarians. You're having the life to remain alive. That's the life. In general, everywhere, as far as we know, is that. We are not that. Why? Because another half is added to me. I am living with the ego, me, understanding me. All the living creatures do. But I have another part. There is another part of me, which is culture. What is cultivated in me? That's what it is. That's my soul. That's my humanity. That's when I understand the pity. I understand loving. And I should understand selflessness. Do you remember book five was all about love, really? Ayaz was the guy who was selfless because he was in love. That's what we call love, right? So here we talk about the non-existence and not having. Last thing we were talking about was about something I have which is talking to me, and that's my heart, and I listen to it because my heart doesn't cheat, doesn't lie. Why? Lying and cheating was for the brain. All the animals, they have it. In me, it should be controlled, because in me, the major part of me, the human part of me, the part that I'm talking about it and you're listening to it, which is a part of this language, communication. I think differently. All the animals, they think about remaining alive. What about me? Oh, I think about the music, the art. What is there? Oh, just the pleasure. You're listening to the music. Is there anything else? No. Is there an animal to sit down and listen to the music? No. Do they listen? Yes. Do they understand that there is a sound over there? Yes. What? The artistic part is here, is in my heart. We are talking about the mistake of this one, because the story is about connection of the different animal which are not supposed to be together. Just like our connection, there is a way to connect. The animals, they compete only. We participate. It's different. That difference we should understand. Okay, let's hear another story now. It's a story about the king who goes in the night with the homeless people and the crazy people and the thieves, and we say, I'm one of you. And they accept him. He goes with them to understand them, to know what they are doing and who they are. Yes.
Story of the Nine Thieves, with whom Sultan Mahmud fell in during the night, saying, I am one of you. And how he became acquainted with their affairs, etc. While King Mahmud was roaming about alone at night, he encountered a band of thieves. Thereupon they said to him, Who art thou, O honest man? I'm one of you, replied the king. One said, O company, practiced in cunning, let each of us declare his talent. Let him tell his comrades in the night talk what skill he possesses in his nature. One said, O ye fellows who are exhibiting cleverness, my specialty lies in my two ears, that I know what a dog is saying when it barks. The party replied, Two dangs of a dinar. Another said, O company of gold worshippers, my specialty lies wholly in my eyes. If I see anyone in the world by night, I know him by day, without doubt. Another said, My specialty lies in my arm. I make tunnels by strength of hand. Another said, My specialty lies in my nose. My business is to detect the smell in earths. The secret of men are minds has yielded itself, so that I know the reason why the prophet has said it. From the earth of the body I know how much good ore is therein.
Okay.
And what mine it holds.
Are you listening? What was this all about? Okay, first of all, the actor is the King Mahmud. Do you remember him? Mahmud means appreciated. And this King Mahmud is the king that Ayaz was in love with. This is that beautiful king we know. Okay? He arrives. And they say, okay, what are you doing? He says, okay, I'm just like you. They started to explain what is my specialty. Which one of these specialty you don't have? These are all your specialties. Whatever you see is, yeah, that's it, you see everything. You don't even pay attention to the part that you don't see. I see this, I hear this, all of that. And at the end, it arrived to someone who said, when I look at someone, I see what's inside that fellow. I learned this from the Prophet, to know what's inside him. Yes?
In one mine is contained gold immeasurable, while another, the revenue from it is less than the expenditure. Like Majnun, I smell the soil and detect the soil of Layla without mistake.
First of all, in that language, it's silly to appreciate something in the name of Majnun, because Majnun means crazy, means mad. And we call him mad because he is mad, because he is in love. This is the trick. Being in love, you should be mad. Means what? What does it mean, being mad? Means that your clever brain is not working properly. That's the madness. That cheater in you, if it cannot work properly, you're called mad because you look mad. You do the things which are not logic. Do we need to do that? Yes. Is it logical that I give up my choice? Choice is what I'm fighting for. We are talking about, yes, it's not easy, but I can give up my choice. That feeling that we are talking about when we say love, yes?
I smell and know from every shirt whether 'tis a Joseph or an Aryaman. Like Ahmad, who catches the scent from Yemen, this nose of mine has gained some portion of that. Which soil is a neighbor of gold, or which soil is empty and poor? Another said, look here, my specialty lies in my fist. I can throw a lasso to the height of a mountain. Like Ahmad, whose spirit threw a lasso so high that his lasso bore him to heaven.
And Ahmad means the most appreciated one. It's like Mahmud. And it comes from the same root of the word, is Hamd. So